This episode is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Learn more at slashandcast.net.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Hey everyone, welcome to Slashercast, the podcast where we talk horror and nothing but horror. This pod is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network and our YouTube channel, Slasher Media. Today, we will be discussing a movie of which I've not watched because I've been extremely busy. Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
Really
not Requiem, as Jordan likes to pronounce it. Requiem. So this, forgot something. As always, I'm joined by my other co-host, Jordan.
Hello, everybody.
And Tyler.
Hello.
And now I'll start talking about the thing.
Yeah, he said other co-host, not co-hosts, plural. It's like me and Jordan, like one.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Because you know I'm right.
Fair enough. So, this movie was directed by the Brothers Strauss.
Yeah.
Who?
The Brothers Strauss.
Hang on a second.
The Strauss Brothers.
The Strauss Brothers.
Greg and Colin.
Oh, they're identical. Oh, well, they're not identical. Okay. I have no idea who they are. So it's directed by the Brothers Strauss, not the Brothers Grimm. It's produced by John Davis, David Giller, Walter Hill, and the executive producers involve Robbie Brenner and Paul Deason. Yes.
Yeah, names.
Interesting. The release date originally is December 25th, 2007. God, this movie's old.
Yep.
Production company, Davis Entertainment, Dune Entertainment, Brandywine Productions, distributed by 20th Century Fox, has a runtime of 94 minutes, and the unrated edition has a runtime of 102 minutes. Why is this movie so long? Budget, $40 million, and worldwide gross, it earned $157
million,
which is a lot of money.
I had to look at the Brothers Strauss.
Yeah, for this garbage movie.
They completely flopped. They can't do anything right.
This movie
and
sucks.
The rating for MPAA is an R. And the BBFC gave it a 18, is that?
No,
big,
that's
15.
Fucking
that's
cock. 15.
That's way too small for reading.
That's 15, yeah.
And,
good thing both of you didn't hear that.
Who's hosting next week? No, wait. Yeah, it's Jordan first to read, isn't it?
I was about to say, it's me when you're hosting.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Jordan, take the plot away.
I'm so glad you didn't hear me, really.
I heard it. I just had no comment.
Just chose not to comment on it. The film begins immediately following events in Antarctica aboard the Predator spacecraft that recovered Scar's body. As Scar's corpse lies in state, as chestburster erupts from its chest, it is a Predy alien, a mix of
Why you said Predy alien?
Yauja, and xenomorph characteristics. The powerful creature quickly matures into an adult and begins killing predators throughout the ship. During the carnage.
So you're telling me that this thing bursts out a guy's chest,
yeah,
and then somehow instantly grows to full.
Yeah, that's what xenomorphs do.
Xenomorphs do grow.
Yeah, xenomorphs. It takes a matter of seconds for a xenomorph to grow full size.
That is concerning.
Wayward plasma caster shot captures the vessel's hull, causing the crash in the forest outside of Gunnison, Colorado. With all of the predators slain, the Predalien, and several facehuggers escape into the forest where a father and son are on a hunting trip. The facehuggers attack the pair and quickly subdue them. while the Predator alien and the remaining facehuggers implant embryos into several homeless people living in the sewers beneath Gunnison.
Firstly, imagine being an alien, bursting out of a guy's chest, crashing a spaceship, and landing in Colorado, of all places. Imagine that. Secondly, I'm not going to pronounce Predalien. I'm just going to call it the Nope, because it is a Nope. And thirdly, poor guys.
Yeah, but the son dies. the fucking dad dies, and then a bunch of homeless people as well.
Rest in peace, and thank you for participating in this quality control survey.
Imagine in the future if like the aliens ever exist as, you know, and they just used them as quality control.
Imagine that. You're on like a spaceship and a xenomorph appears out of nowhere. Hi, I'm here to talk about your car's extended warranty.
You'll be like,
that'd be an actual joke. You'd be like, fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
Where did you come from?
So, you used to be a person. Yeah, but then I chest bursted, so.
Yeah, but then Facehugger kind of was like, no.
And then yeah, I aliens was like, have no. Like three Whoa. Different stages. They have the beam, the egg, the egg comes out the queen. Then a human comes up to the egg. Egg bursts with a facehugger. Facehugger goes on a human's or whatever's face, impregnates it. Chest burster comes out, and then xenomorph grows.
I think that's more than three stages, Jordan.
Three stages. You've got the huggy boy, the explodey boy, and the no get away from me boy.
All right, Will did it more accurately. Back to you too.
Ignore that.
Calm down, dog. Don't worry. It's not real. We're just talking about science fiction movies.
All right, who's next?
Me. And I just realised that when I read, I'm going to get like shat on. So I'm reading that massive long paragraph.
Wait, what?
Because I've only got like 10 lines.
Oh yeah, true.
Read.
So I am taking this massive paragraph that looks like one. Because I am a square. You know where it says that he finds, and then it meanwhile.
No, you're on add distress.
Yeah, but if you look at the bottom of that paragraph,
yeah,
it cuts off. Then it goes to meanwhile, which is another one.
Oh yeah, it's the picture. Yeah, it's just one long paragraph.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is. It's
yeah, I'm taking that entire thing.
That's one paragraph.
It don't look like it to me.
Yeah, it's the picture. Because the picture, it's like moved the things because they're fucking awful at layout.
Yeah. A distress signal from the crash ship reaches the Predator homeworld, and a lone Predator named Wolf responds, traveling to Earth and locating the wreckage.
Would Predators have Earth-style names?
Introduced in this.
Yeah, when me and Tyler looked at the first AVP, we did realise that in that AVP film, that's the first time that each Predator's ever had a specific name.
And even the aliens as well.
But why is it called Wolf? Is it because like a wolf's a predator on Earth?
Well, I assume it's because it says lone predator.
Yeah.
As in a lone wolf.
That's just...
It's going to be fitting.
Why would it... Like, why not yeah, just this, make like,
this
an
film
alien
this film basically decided to name Predators like... out of the blue, because we've never known Predators have aliens. I mean, Predators.
It'd make more sense if the first thing a Predator killed gave it a name. So let's say you went to Earth and you killed a bear. You're like, it's like your nickname. You're called Bear.
So what
worse,
happens if you kill a kid named Greg? Are you going to be called Kid or are you going to be called Greg?
If you kill a man named Boris,
is he going to be called human, man, or Boris?
He is called Boris. Oh. And now I need a predator that just drops down and is just like, I am Boris. Anyway.
You need the Predator that comes down and says, this will be over in a month.
Oh, God's sake.
Drops down. We're here to talk about COVID-19.
Don't worry. It will all finish in a month. You can all go back to your lives.
Our lockdown won't last that long. It will only be 48 years.
We can get through this together.
Stay strong, and don't forget to sing a happy birthday. Otherwise, the Predi alien will come in the night.
And like us, cover your face, wash your hands, and stay 2 meters apart.
And remember, children, if you hear the sound of suspenseful music, it means there's a killer coming for you. Remember, phone lines will not be operational during the time of the purge. So be mindful of that.
Why have we gone from Predator to Purge all of a sudden?
Purge will last for 12 hours.
I now need Boris Johnson poorly describing the plot to horror movies.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Right,
Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, be like, yes, a guy with a machete absolutely murders several people in a Camp Crystal Lake.
Okay, continue reading.
Great.
So using his advanced technology to track the escaped facehuggers, Wolf begins erasing evidence of the Xenomorph's presence. First by destroying the crash ship, and then by using a corrosive blue liquid to dissolve the bodies of any aliens and their victims that he finds. Meanwhile, in Gunnison, ex-convict Dallas Howard has just returned to town after serving time in prison. He is met by Sheriff Morales and reunites with his younger brother Ricky. Ricky has a romantic interest with his more affluent classmate Jesse, but is being harassed by her aggressive boyfriend Dale and his friends.
Of course,
when Ricky attempts to deliver a pizza to Jesse's house.
Why did
you
say pizza like that?
Because I was thinking pizza time.
Pizza!
Pepperoni! Dale throws his car keys down a storm drain, and while searching for them, Dallas and Ricky hear noises and see evidence of something strange in the sewers. Nearby, ooh, Kelly O'Brien, also returning to Gunnison after serving a tour abroad in the US Army, is reunited with her husband Tim and daughter Molly.
Firstly, Dale's dead, right? Like, he's done for, there's no chance. He's a dick, he's dead, it's a horror movie.
Not the boyfriend.
No, I think Dallas and Ricky are dead.
They're still alive. They're like fucking main characters now, but Dale is a Dale.
I do realize Dale's this movie dead. Gives no shits about anybody.
Yeah,
plot armor, man. Plot armor. Everyone has plot armor.
You don't have plot armor.
Right, it's Will's turn.
God, did Miles Morales' dad get a promotion? I just realized that's Sheriff Morales.
I was thinking that.
Sheriff Morales leads a search party into the forest looking for the missing father and son. During the search, one of his deputies stumbles upon a wolf and is killed by the Predator, who then makes his way into the sewers and engages a number of adult xenomorphs. As the battle reaches the surface, several xenomorphs escape and disperse into the town. Harry, clocking off for the night at the local diner where she works, is cornered by the Predalien, which then proceeds to impregnate her orally with several belly burster embryos. Firstly, sentence I never thought I'd say out loud. Secondly, feel extremely uncomfortable.
Oh no, I'm just thinking, Carrie, just saying the line, I eat babies.
You're right there, Will.
Meanwhile, Wolf pursues several xenomorphs
so badly
to the town's power plant, where collateral damage from his weaponry causes a city-wide power outage. Fucking useless. Ricky and Jesse meet at the high school swimming pool for a romantic liaison, but I don't know why I said it like that, but are interrupted by Dale and his cohorts just as the power fails.
Who says cohorts?
Who says cohorts? Hey, you and your cohorts, piss off.
A xenomorph
enters Joker and it's definitely cohorts.
I told you, man. A xenomorph enters the building and kills Dale's friends while the rest flee the scene.
Dale's friends, not Dale.
Another xenomorph invades the O'Brien home, killing Tim while Kelly escapes with Molly. A shame. Kelly and Molly meet up with Dallas.
No, that's mine.
But what are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, it's not. That's the same line.
No. I see a freaking picture between them.
It's the same thing that happened with yours.
Uh-huh. Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because that's mine. If you can see it. There, that's your end. Picture Jordan's lines.
Yours paragraph looks the exact same thing as it this one.
No, because technically this one it starts off with Kelly's, there's a picture next to that, and then the one beneath that is the continuation of it.
But it doesn't make sense to escape with Molly and then for it to just stop and then someone else to just go, Kelly and Molly meet up with Dallas, Ricky, and it's a continuation, if you like get what I mean.
And because this picture does take place like in the middle of that paragraph, pretty much.
Right, just read it then, and then I'll do the last one.
Kelly and Molly meet up with Dallas, Ricky, Jesse, Dale, and Sheriff Morales at a sporting goods store to gather weapons. Having been alerted to events at the town, National Guard troops arrive, but the unprepared soldiers are ambushed and quickly slaughtered by the xenomorphs. The battle-beaten Wolf and the xenomorph... It's beaten. Fair enough. Enter the sporting
goods. That was easy.
Where Dale is killed. Told you Dale was fucked.
Yep.
The Predator's plasma caster, he's got two apparently, are damaged in the brawl, but he is able to modify one into a handheld plasma pistol.
He's played a bit of Fallout 4.
Don't Predators just have the one plasma caster on their shoulder?
Yeah.
Why has this guy got two?
He's overcompensating for something.
Let's get it on.
You would think that, John.
Just saying. Yeah. Maybe the guy just wants two of everything.
Okay, no comment.
Right.
Let's just continue on, because that's a sentence that doesn't need repeating.
Is it you, still?
No, it's you.
As the survivors attempt to escape Gunnison, they make radio contact with Colonel Stevens, who indicates that an air evacuation is being staged at the center of town. Kelly is suspicious of the military's intention, convincing a small group to go instead to the town's hospital, where they hope to use the facility's medical helicopter to escape. Sheriff Morales, however, puts his faith in the military and heads to the evacuation area. With the rest of the surviving citizens at the hospital, Dallas and the others discover the building has been invaded by xenomorphs and turned into a hive, and that the Predi alien has been reproducing by implanting belly bursters.
These were supposed to be the chest bursters, but they changed the name.
Directly into pregnant women. Wait, so were these women already pregnant?
These women were already pregnant.
That's fucked up. Pregnant women into the maternity ward. Wolf also arrives at the hospital, and in the ensuing battle, Jesse is
inadvertently
killed by the Predator. Ricky is injured by the Predator alien, and Dallas acquires Wolf's plasma pistol.
Interesting.
Firstly, Sheriff Morales is going to fucking die. What an idiot. You'd never trust the military.
When there's a pandemic, don't trust
when
the military.
In any situation during like an apocalypse kind of event, are you allowed to even trust them? When are you supposed to trust the military? Because you never know.
There was that massive pause. Hello? There, and I just...
I was like, as Jordan froze, Jordan.exe stopped responding.
No, his brain's calculating what he needs to say next.
Also,
have you seen that Hangover meme? Like, where it's just like calculating like all the friggin' answers. Friggin' algebra.
Mr. Wolf has violated the Predator's honor code. He killed an unarmed person, even inadvertently. So Wolf needs to die now.
Oh.
Ricky's probably gonna die, and Dallas has now got a new gat. Where's he at?
Tyler, it's you, I think.
The fight continues through the building and eventually reaches the rooftop, where Kelly takes control of the helicopter, fleeing with Dallas, Texas. You both looked at me.
The simultaneous look at the camera of just pure disappointment.
I was waiting for someone to say that, and I completely knew it ended up being Tyler.
Dallas, Ricky, and Molly, while Wolf and the Pred alien battle hand to hand, the two creatures become locked in a deadly embrace and then start kissing.
Will, I bet you've killed Will.
I'd sign up for this shit, man.
And mortally wound each other, just as a military fighter jet arrives overhead, revealing the military aerial operation is not a rescue lift at all.
Oh, wow. Wow, what a surprise.
And of course,
the military give no shit.
And of course, it's an F-22 Raptor. This executes a tactical nuclear strike that destroys the town.
This is basically Resident Evil.
It's not just... It's not just a napalm strike, it's a nuclear strike.
This is just Resident Evil.
All I can imagine is just someone in the middle of the town who's played Call of Duty all his life sees the thing. Tactical nuke incoming!
Go on.
Killing Wolf, the Pred alien, the survivors gathered at the center of the town, and any remaining xenomorphs. The shockwave from the explosion causes Kelly to lose control of the helicopter.
What were you about to say? Console?
I almost said Jordan. Console,
Jordan,
but it was
you have no right to point out other people's mistakes.
Yeah, you don't. You really don't.
Wow, I only wanted to do it that once.
I love Gumbit.
Shut up, fucking read.
You make more mistakes than... Actually, I can't say that. I was going to say, you
crashes in a clearing in the
my
fire.
Parents.
Oh,
given that they've made four.
Go on.
Joe doesn't make as big mistakes as does.
What?
Do you not get it?
No,
Jordan doesn't get it.
Just read, Tyler.
Just read. Just read.
Leave him in the dark.
Were you born blonde?
Probably, actually.
Really?
I never thought about that.
Really?
Were you born blonde?
Just read, for fuck's sake.
It's a valid question.
I'm not.
It generally is.
Not
we need
answering
to
the question. No, we don't. We're doing media universe. Our face. Read.
If Jordan's kids come out blonde, I'm not going to be surprised.
Reed!
The occupants survived the crash and are met by Special Forces soldiers who promptly confiscate Wolf's plasma pistol. Sometime later, Colonel Stevens presents the recovered Predator weapon to a Miss Yutani, who remarks that the world is not yet ready for such technology. To which Colonel Stevens responds that the technology is not intended for our world. Well, no shit, because
no fucking shit, dumbass.
Well, aliens are not supposed to be in this timeline.
But you've got to bet that the army is just going to be like, ah, fuck it, we'll use our army, their weaponry anyway.
Hang on.
Oh yeah, and that just cuts off. No one knows what the fuck happened to friggin' Kelly
or any of the other people.
All you know is that Colonel Stevens made it out alive.
That is, honestly, this movie sounds like a train wreck.
Right, there is some trivia.
Oh no, the occupant survived the crash. Oh, never mind. Kelly did.
There is some trivia. At just 94 minutes, Alien vs. Predator Requiem is...
How do you say it wrong five times? Wreck, say it with me.
Wreck.
We.
M. Requiem.
It's Requiem. Not M.
Requiem is the shortest film in the Alien, Predator, and Alien vs. Predator franchise. In fact, it is the only film to run under 100 minutes. Far more so than any other Alien vs. Predator or Alien vs. Predator film, Requiem is... Fuck off. Replete. With deliberate homages to the other movies in the franchise. A bus in the film...
homicide.
I thought he was going to say a bus run.
Shut up. A bus in the film is seen with Crested Butte on the destination sign in the front window. Crested Butte is indeed a town near Gunnison, and actress Susie Emmis owns a cabin there. Emmis is married to James Cameron, and the pair frequently holiday in the town. Cool. That's nice to know. On set, an alien dummy was stolen. The police had to get involved and caught the person selling it on eBay for a low price. Alien vs. Predator Requiem is the first and so far only film in the Alien franchise not to have a novelization and or comic book adaptation. Although the novelization of Prometheus was only released in Japan. Japan. Shut up.
Japan?
So
are you
Cine,
still okay today?
No,
neither
I'm
of
tired.
You seem to read.
Author of the novelization of the first Alien vs. Predator film was contacted by 20th Century Fox about producing a novelization adaptation, but prior work commitments combined with a tight schedule meant he was forced to turn down the project. According to Mark Serzinger, the concluding scene with the Predator gun being turned over to Yutani was originally drafted for the previous film's script. Requiem is also the only Alien film not to be featured in notable motion picture effects journal Cinefex. Whatever, I don't know.
I don't know anymore. And they also had a game, and it completely bombed as well.
Yeah, the game fucking sucks. Okay. Thoughts and rating. Tyler first.
Well, Will's never seen it, so you can't really rate it. Based on like...
I'm still going to give a rating.
I was about to say, he can do it from what he's read. He can...
It's a 4. It's only got that high because I do like the Pred Alien design.
Will?
Man, I'm gonna give it a 2, man. a cool design does not
make
up for the
small storytelling
that I've just read.
I have a feeling after this, he's gonna go and watch the film.
I'm gonna go watch it, and I'm gonna be like, nah, you really, it's a 1.
You really don't need to watch it.
I think he's gonna anyway.
It just sounds like a bad movie.
You need to watch the 2 Alien films.
He needs to watch the first AVP.
It's just bad. Get it out of here.
I wonder what we do for this after this now.
What?
Because we've read through all the Alien vs. Predator stuff.
Oh, yeah, we have. I don't know.
We need a new one. Maybe we do like Child's Play or something.
It depends, because we need to do one that's not going to get us to 100.
Well, what episode are we on right now?
This is episode 87?
Yeah, I don't think there are 13 Child's Play movies.
Right, so yeah, we'll probably do Child's Play then.
Maybe so one, and then Child's Play.
There's Child's Play 1 and 3. Then there's Bride of Chucky.
Bride of Chucky. Seed of Chucky.
Then there's Curse of Chucky. Then there's Cult of Chucky. And that's it.
The reboot.
And then there's the reboot.
And this Chucky's got a lot of shit going on in his life.
And then there's also, but obviously we're not doing that, but there's a TV show coming out soon.
We can't do the TV show.
But yeah, I'm guessing my rating of this film is definitely got to be a 4 as well.
Oh, copying me.
And you guys are way too nice with your ratings. I'm like Gordon Ramsay of fucking...
Because you haven't seen the movie. It has some...
It's fucking bland! There's no flavour! Come on!
It has some redeeming points.
Your cinematography is fucking raw! I think Jordan's actually frozen IRL.
No, he fell asleep.
Right, so Will, do you want to outro us? Will!
Sorry, what was that?
You want to outro us?
Sure, why not?
Well, it is you hosting, so.
Shut up.
No.
So, I'd like to thank everyone very much for watching.
Listening.
I know everyone's, you know, here for me, but, you know, we're joined by Tyler and Jordan again. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Fuck off.
Okay, I apologise for him. His parents didn't love him very much as a child.
I don't apologise for me.
That's your issue. This has been SlasherCast. This podcast where we've talked horror, and frankly, nothing but horror, and it's still happening like that. It's brought to you by Slash and Cast Podcast Network and the YouTube channel. Make sure to check other stuff out. Make sure to check out the other podcast, Media Universe, and our Twitches. Mine's at Az Terrell. Jordan?
Mine is at Slash and Media YT.
Tyler?
And mine's I Always Botch.
And I will see everyone next time.
Bye for now.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil. And I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real. And you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!